Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hello, this is Gene Owens for Community Comment on KINS. This community comment is about what you should know about the Constitution. The United States is, and it always has been, a republic with rule by constitutional law. Our state flag reads California Republic. All of our public servants take an oath of office to support and defend the United States Constitution. This oath of office creates a lawful duty for our public servants to obey the Constitution, not their opinion or a party's agenda. Many judges falsely claim it is their duty to interpret the Constitution, since the Marbury versus Madison decision of 1803. At first, this sounds correct. However, what if the oath of office stated, I swear to interpret the Constitution instead of I swear to support and defend the Constitution? If the oath was to interpret the Constitution, it would render the Constitution a blank piece of paper, as Thomas Jefferson warned. In Marbury versus Madison, the Supreme Court stated, all laws which are repugnant to the Constitution are null and void. This decision has been challenged over 200 times and has never been overturned. Why? Because it's clear and to the point. The Constitution is the people's manual for self-government. The Constitution is like a mechanic's automobile manual. When the mechanic wants to rebuild a carburetor, he follows the manual. He does not use his opinion or call for a vote. Whenever Congress decides to pass a law, they should ask three questions. Is this law constitutional? Do we need this law? And can we afford this law? If the law is not constitutional, it should not even be considered. If Congress passes an unconstitutional law, it is null and void under Marbury versus Madison, and no one is bound to obey it. The general rule is that an unconstitutional statute, though having the form and name of law, is in reality no law, but is wholly void and ineffective for any purpose, since unconstitutionality dates from the time of its enactment and not nearly from the date of the decision branding it so. No one is bound to obey an unconstitutional law, and no courts are bound to enforce it. This statement comes from 16 American Jurisprudence 2D, Section 177 and Section 256. There is no party system outlined in the Constitution. In his farewell address, President George Washington warned of the many dangers to freedom caused by parties. Our public servants should obey their oath of office on every item, their oath of office to support and defend the Constitution, not their party's agenda. The United States is a constitutional republic, not a legislative democracy. Many of our public servants believe it is their duty, their job, to continuously make laws. We have a law, and it is the supreme law of the land, the United States Constitution. To protect your rights, you must study the Constitution and demand that our public servants obey their oath of office to support and defend constitutional law. This is Gene Owens for Community Comment. Thank you.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.